says there's been a lot of buzz in a Wonder Woman form about the treatment of the character and whether or not there should be more books featuring a character like Superman and Batman have. I would love to see a revival of Sensation Comics as her ancillary title, placing her firmly in DCU outside of jail, featuring and reintroducing her rogues gallery while her own title could continue to explore the mythological.
That's not a bad idea.
No, it's a good idea.
But would anybody buy it?
That's the unfortunate thing.
Speaking of Wonder Woman, can I cut you off for a second?
Sure.
You're Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Wait, how are we on time? There's a certain time you want to be done, right?
We just got time.
Okay. So when I interviewed you earlier this week, I asked the question of whether or not you had any plans for a crossover.
For a crossover?
Yeah.
With what?
Well, I asked a little bit about the whole Wonder Woman Orion thing and the fact that Steppenwolf is appearing in Earth 2 again, and I just wonder if maybe that will lead to some kind of a crossover. Especially with this new Fury.
I have to be vague, but you have to assume that with all the things going on, eventually something will happen. But nothing's planned, and it isn't like we're building towards anything where there's a concrete blueprint. So, but you know, we'll see.
Okay, all right. Sorry, Tony.
Continuing from Press Oblivion, do you think that Wonder Woman is a character that is treated poorly by DC and creative teams? Her different characterizations from her solo title to that of Justice League is frustrating, but is because of poor treatment or lack of communication?
Well, I don't think anyone's sitting down and saying, I want to write a bad version of Wonder Woman. I think that, you know, that perhaps in the past there have been writers that have taken it as a job more than because they love the character. I mean, unfortunately, that is the thing, is that, you know, comics are a male dominated industry, and that's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find someone that goes, oh my God, I grew up reading Spider-Man or Superman. I loved it. Couldn't wait to write, you know, Spider-Man or Superman or the X-Men or what have you. I've never heard any artist say, I couldn't wait to write Wonder Woman. And I'm probably forgetting somebody, so I apologize. But it isn't something you think of a lot. And we had this conversation before that, like, with Sarah and I on one of the podcasts, if you remember, where I asked you to list the great runs of Wonder Woman, and you really couldn't. And it's more that she stands for something, but no one's really, like, defined that great history of arcs and stories. And, you know, maybe this is the time now. I mean, I think Azzarello's doing some great work. And I think that the way that she's being depicted by Geoff Johns in Justice League, I think is really great. And I know he has, you know, more plans for her, you know, so that's good.
Maybe it's because she's not really defined, or she hasn't been defined.
Yeah, I think
what is it that holds her back, would you say, in your opinion?
Of what do you mean?
From being a defined character. She's a character with all of this history, right? But who is she?
Well, that's the thing. Like, what is her personality? I mean, it's only so in a surprisingly recent amount of time, really, when she broke Maxwell Lord's neck, that the whole, like, warrior woman aspect of Wonder Woman has really, you know, come about. I mean, she was this bland character for 20 years. You know, Robert Kanigher wrote these amazing war books, but he wrote Wonder Woman for a long period of time, and he didn't really, it wasn't, you know, particularly inspired writing. And then they changed her by taking her powers away and putting her in the white costume and trying to do an Emma Peel thing on her. And then
and then she learned Kung Fu also.
And then she came back, and there was more sort of anemic storytelling for quite some time. George Perez tried to bring the gods in for a while. That was sort of successful. Mm-hmm. You know, that was post-crisis. But I don't think there's that sense of like a big legacy of like, you know, the history of Superman has all these things that the history of Lex Luthor built from one thing to the next, and it feels like there's this sort of long tapestry of storytelling, and I feel there is that isn't in place with Wonder Woman. And I think, you know, it could be something as simple as when it was originally conceived by William Marston, who was an absolute freak. You know anything about that guy?
Mm-hmm.
What, with his two wives
and all the sex stuff, and he also created the lie detector. But if you read, you know, Wonder Woman, you know, there's all the whipping and the cross dressing and all this crazy stuff that was going on, the bondage.
There were some good messages in that too.
Very good messages, and there was about like female empowerment and stuff. Yeah. That was somewhat ahead of its time, but then once he left, it became this sort of anemic girl book.
Yeah,
and it hasn't, you know. Whereas Superman, the Superman of the Golden Age and Superman of now, even though there's been changes along the way, there's a sense that it's the same character evolving, and with Batman, admittedly, there was that hiccup where it all went camp with, you know, Adam West and the TV show in the 60s. But again, there was that sense of the character has evolved, you know, where Wonder Woman, you don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that that might be a problem, you know. I mean, but now, you know, with the fresh start, maybe we'll get that. You know, mm-hmm. I think that in some ways, Brian Azzarello has really kind of helped the character by like cleaning up her origin, and I don't know if you agree with me.
I actually do, and I think that I'm in the minority.
Oh, really?
Of Wonder Woman fans who really, really, really likes what he's doing with this series, because, and I hate to say it, but I think that a lot of the mythology with the gods sort of kept her out of the regular universe, and she didn't feel it. It just, her story just didn't feel as cohesive when you put her next to Superman or Batman, because those two characters are still grounded in like this human aspect of them, right? So Clark is raised in Smallville. Even though he's an alien, you know, he's still got human parents.
Yeah, that raised him to be a wholesome American boy.
But it's more difficult when you bring Wonder Woman in, because she's, what is she? Is she a demigod?
Well, that's, you know, and that's the thing is, if you ask a lot of people, you are someone walking by here now, what's Batman's origin? They can tell you, you know, his parents were killed, he hates criminals, he became Batman, he hunts them down. Krypton blew up, he came to Earth. Whereas Wonder Woman, it's like, well, I guess, you know, it's less defined.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But I think what Azzarello is doing, and I don't know if he's intentionally doing it, is he's sort of destroying the Wonder Woman mythos by giving her a father, and then making it so that she's no longer made out of clay. You know, her mother gave birth to her, and he's sort of abandoning all those aspects of her history by eliminating Paradise Island and, you know, making her sort of estranged from her mother and giving her a new focus. I think these things are putting her character into perspective a little bit more. And I sort of like what he's doing.
Well, we'll see. You know, I'm optimistic that, you know, a couple of years from now, when enough of the issues are out, you'll see that there's this great run of Wonder Woman finally.
Yeah. Okay, we're done. Sorry.
A lot of people have been asking me if I think the Azzarello's run is taking place in the past, like before Justice League. And because I don't think it's ever been mentioned, and it's like the whole thing, like Steve Trevor, because, you know, and there is such a difference between Wonder Woman there and Wonder Woman Justice League. It's like I don't know. I mean,
does that bother you, the incongruity of how she appears in Justice League and how she appears in her own comic?
I think it doesn't bother me so much because I've said it before. I completely respect what Azzarello is doing with Wonder Woman. I know. I mean, it is interesting. It's not the take that I personally care for from when I read the Perez runs or the John Byrne run. And so, you know, I'll see where it goes. So I think I'm able to have a sense of to unattach myself to that. But I am curious because we are getting this conflict. And even like with issue 13 and 14 of Justice League, where we find out, you know, when Wonder Woman first came, you know, she hung out with Steve Trevor, and she met Barbara Minerva, and, you know, she became Cheetah and all that stuff. But you look at that, it's like, that does not feel like the same character in Wonder Woman. So it's just, it's weird. Hmm. But there's just a lot of that. So I guess it's...
What, in the DC Universe? Or not?
Yeah, where you're just not really sure. And so, right. I mean, it would make sense if this was before. I mean, because the other thing is, there was that one issue where she got the feather, touched her, and she could fly.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's like, in Justice League...
She doesn't fly.
No, I'm trying to think, when Darkseid was there, if she was flying or not. She might have been. I'd have to go back and look at those.
I don't think she was.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So then, continuing this, says, do you feel she can support another monthly title? I think that would be...
We'll see. No, I think it might be a critical mess.
And then, if you've been reading Teen Titans, you've seen that Wonder Girl has been removed from the Wonder Woman family. Do you think this was an important change for DC to make? That bothers me, too, because... I'm currently rereading the John Byrne Wonder Woman issues on Comixology, just because it's easier to find them there.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Like when they first introduced Cassie, and you know I love those stories. I think it was Gateway City or something like that.
Well, it's tricky because they've removed so much of the Teen Titans continuity.
Yeah, so it's just. I think I'm coming to terms with that. It's like it's just another change. It's like, okay.
That's a big change, though. It's interesting, like a comic like Teen Titans, but it really has affected a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. And. Yeah, so I don't know.